Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Our text today is from the gospel lesson just heard, especially these words: "Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to all creation." Thus far, our text. Dear friends in Christ, Jesus ascends into heaven, but still we are not alone in this world. Yes, now he sits in all power and glory at the right hand of God, but still, and until the end of this world, his words ring forth through the writings of his blessed apostles and the preaching of his servants. That is the central core of our gospel lesson for tonight. The word of Christ comes into your ears, just as Jesus commanded, "Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to all of creation." And you are included in that creation. And so the gospel has come to you. It's come to you here in this place through the preaching of God's word, through the singing of God's word, through the hearing of God's word. It has come to you in the waters of baptism, where it's not just plain water, but the word of God in and with the water that makes it a baptism. Comes to you in, with, and under bread and wine. All of these ways bring you forgiveness of sin. Through the powerful word of God, you are connected to the Savior of all. You are brought to be with him, who now sits at the right hand of God the Father, interceding on your behalf. You see, that's how powerful God's word really is. God's word always does what it says it will do. When the word of God says, "Your sins are forgiven," they are. When the word of God says, "You have eternal life," you do. The word of God is the very thing that creates the church apart from our work. It sustains us day in and day out. It is our only hope in this world. And yet, we have stubborn hearts that at times don't really believe in the power of God's word. No, sad to say, unbelief is strong among us also. So strong, in fact, we cannot escape the condemnation of this text. As it begins, Jesus rebukes the apostles for their unbelief, for their hardness of heart, for not believing that he had raised from the dead. The same way that at times we don't believe or don't care that he has raised from the dead. I mean, really, we don't believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the thing that will keep our churches going strong. We worry about if our pastor is dynamic enough, that his sermons are short enough, or at least that he can keep our interest. We doubt that it is God's word that will keep our churches going. Instead, we bicker about money, or lack thereof. We doubt that it is God's word that will keep our churches going. And so we are quick to lay guilt upon those who do not attend, even though they're on the membership roll, instead of proclaiming to them the forgiveness that comes through Christ. We don't just have our stubborn hearts in regard to the church either, but also in regards to our own belief and faith. So we doubt that God's word is enough to keep us Christian. So we tickle our emotions. We search for something that will make us feel as if we are Christians. We listen to so many false teachers who tell us it's all up to us rather than Christ's promise and word, who teach us that we need to accept Christ into our heart rather than Christ pouring out grace and mercy on us freely without any merit or worthiness in ourselves. Our stubborn hearts rely more on our own sight and senses to determine what's right or wrong in this world. And so we think we have the ability to decide this is okay and this is wrong, no matter what God's word says, no matter what God thinks. We do this also so often in our doctrine. Pastors even at times worry this way. It would be easier to practice open communion, wouldn't it? Even though Christ's word says we should be careful, because those who eat wrongly do so to their spiritual harm. It would be so much easier to explain baptism if it was just some sort of symbolic gesture that we do for God, rather than understanding it as a gift and as grace. As God's word says tonight, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Search for so much weak theology from TV and Christian Bible studies rather than studying the scriptures themselves to see what they say about our own Lutheran faith. We are hard-hearted, stubborn people. Woe to us if we will not believe the word of God. Woe to us if we doubt the resurrection of our Lord. Woe to us if we look to ourselves instead of to God. Woe to us who doubt God's Word. As Christ says, whoever does not believe will be condemned. You see, we have no leg to stand on within ourselves. We are beggars, it is true. We have those stubborn, rock-hard hearts, just like Pharaoh in the Old Testament. God does not. God loves you despite of your sin. God will do everything He can to save you. It's because of God's love and care for you that He does what He does in our gospel lesson. That the last act on earth Christ does is to send out the 11 apostles with His word, to proclaim the gospel to every nation and every people in the entire world. He sends the ones who have seen Him resurrected, who have been eyewitnesses to all of His actions. He breathes His word upon them and sends them out to breathe and speak that same word to the whole world. For kings and rulers and emperors, upon the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, upon the Acropolis in Athens, even in the Forum in Rome, and even here, Trinity Great Bend, tonight, God's word comes. Stubborn, hard hearts like ours. And as that word goes forth through those 11 apostles, Jesus explains what will happen. The last words of our gospel lesson was that Jesus did the work through that word. Jesus saved people through the proclaimed word. It is that word that is written down for you in our gospel lessons. It is that word which we sing and confess here together. It is that word which pastors proclaim into our ears, so that it might come to our stubborn, hard hearts. Because you see, that word, in its truth and in its purity, breaks our hearts of stone, crushing our selfish desires and wants, cutting out our idolatry and our fears, killing our sinful natures, drowning it in the waters of holy baptism. You have nothing left, and all has been taken from your stubborn, hard heart. That word of God makes you alive as well. You have life breathed into you. You have comfort in Jesus. You have forgiveness for all of your sins, as the word of God says. For you see, just as our gospel lesson ended, so too is it true for you. Christ Jesus comes to you through His Word. Through His Word, He brings His blood to you to wash you and make you clean. Through His Word, He gives you the food of life. Through His Word, faith springs forth. Where you once were dead and cold, you see, Jesus' death counts for you, and His Word covers you. In Jesus' death and resurrection, you have eternal life. In Jesus. Only in Jesus do you have hope and promise. And so you see, it was for you that Jesus sent out the apostles. It was for you that Christ wanted the gospel proclaimed to all the world so that you might be saved by being baptized and believing. It is for you that God's Word is proclaimed in its truth and in its purity, to break your hard, stubborn heart and to make it alive again, to create faith in you, to carry you all the way through this valley of sorrows and tears into eternal life. God's Word is powerful, and the things that it speaks are true. That's good news for us who believe and are baptized. For in the Word of God, we shall be saved. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.